Well, things have changed, haven't they? Plans have changed because Mummy and Daddy were supposed to be going out
for a meal.
For a meal, for dinner tonight. Do you remember that nice dress Mummy bought last week?
Yeah.
That beautiful black dress.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need it anymore because the dinner's been cancelled. Because some people are ill.
Yeah.
Your brother's on holiday and they decided it wasn't worth going out with a few that were left. Only nine people.
Yeah.
So what they're going to do is
just stay there,
yes. We're going to have a big, big Christmas dinner instead.
I want to eat a Christmas dinner.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you remember eating your Christmas lunch?
Yeah.
What did we have at Christmas time, Thomas? Turkey.
What's turkey?
Turkey's like chicken. Poultry. I'm a feeling you probably just had sausage though. Do you remember we cooked carrots and Brussels sprouts and broccoli?
I don't like broccoli.
Don't you?
No.
And roast and cream potatoes.
I don't like potatoes. I mash it all, mash a potato.
Don't you?
Mm.
Oh dear. Dad's house, haven't you? Because Mummy had to work yesterday.
Mm.
Mummy didn't go into work on Wednesday as normal because we thought we were going out for this meal because everything's changed now. So, but tomorrow, Mummy and Daddy are going to a wedding. To a wedding.
Yeah.
And so Mama and Grandad will be looking after your baby.
And Mummy come home.
And then you can come home again, yes. So you'll be going to see Nana and Grandad?
Mm.
Or Mummy and Daddy at the wedding? And then Sunday you'll be at home again. How does that seem?
And I'm not going to... I have pasta at my bedtime.
You have it now, it's ready. Yes? I think I might make myself a cup of
coffee. Burn it there.
Is there? Right, would you like some bacon and cheese in your pasta, though?
Oh, okay.
You think so?
Yeah. No, I like it.
You do.
I'm going. I love pasta and cheese and custard.
Pasta, cheese and custard? You talk about custard an awful lot, Thomas. Is that your drink I can hear whistling? Let's just get the air out of the beaker. That's it.
Oh!
Still hear it.
Yeah. What for?
There must be some air traps today, I think. This bacon looks nice, doesn't it? So what did you do at Grandma and Grandad's house?
Don't know.
You don't know?
Mm.
You had your hair cut, didn't you?
Mm. I want to cut it again.
Oh no, you won't have it cut again for a while. You're a very smart boy now with it short, don't you?
Mm.
Did Michael cut it for you?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Said, kept it. I can't keep it.
He said he can't keep it?
Yes, he can, yeah.
Oh, did you want to keep some of the hair that had fallen onto the floor?
Mm.
Oh, right. So what, did he not let you?
No.
Oh. Well, that's strange, because it's your hair, isn't it? Why did you want to keep it?
I want to put it back on my head again.
Did you?
Mm.
Oh, no, that's why you had it cut, because your hair was getting very long, wasn't it? Grandad and Grandma told me that you'd looked in their bedroom mirror and said, I've got big hair. Is that right?
Yeah.
You said you have big hair.
Yeah, and I cried.
Why did you cry?
I'm not crying.
Oh, you didn't cry?
No.
No, they said you'd been a really good boy.
Last night I cried at the barber's.
Well, you used to cry at the barber's, but Grandmother said you were very good this time.
Yeah.
Do you still get some chocolate buttons or something like that when you've been to the barber's?
No, sweeties.
Sweeties? What sort of sweeties?
Cakes. Cakes. Licorice.
Because there is a sweetie shop quite near Grandad's barber's, isn't there?
Yeah.
Is that where you went to?
Yeah. The post office.
Oh, the post office. Is that a sweetie shop?
The one goes cheese.
Don't put them on the table, Thomas. Why don't you want the cheese?
Imagine goes in the dustbin lorry.
Pretending they're a dustbin lorry. Are you going to eat them, though?
No, I don't.
Why?
Because they're not like dustbin.
Would you like the strip cheese?
Oh, no.
No? No cheese?
No, all custard.
That's fair enough.
Okay?
Yes?
I'll do two dustbin bags in the lorry.
Right, let's just move those this trains. Because if your hands get sticky, so the trains. Oh, look, Purdy's here now. Hello, puss.
An evening! Put those two dustbin bags in a dustbin lorry.
Right, open wide. Are you the dustbin lorry?
Yeah.
Right, there you go. And another one now. Chew it. Remember what we said last night? Or the other night, whatever it was. Hello, puss. Would you like some more?
What happened?
Well, to eat your food nicely, slowly. Chew it properly before you swallow it, didn't I?
Look, Felix.
Is Felix here?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, it's good job Purdy's coming. Oh yes, here he is.
Not looking at Purdy. Oh, Feeny.
Have you seen Ginger Baptist me today?
No.
I haven't. There's some food that Purdy didn't eat last night and I'd save it. I was going to put it out for him if I saw him, but he doesn't seem to have been around.
We can feel it. Felix can eat it.
Well, yes, but the thing is, Felix comes from a nice home where he gets lots and lots and lots of food, doesn't he? Linda and Brian feed Felix, and Tiddles and Molly. But Ginger Battersby doesn't. Well, no, Sooty belongs to Joe. Sooty's a dog. I think you're thinking of Alice, aren't you? Alice the dog. Yeah. But poor Ginger Battersby doesn't really get a lot of food, does he?
No.
He always looks hungry and he appears hungry. This is why Mummy gives him some pieces of food. Thomas, I can't see one of the things that's hanging on the washing... Oh, yes, it is hanging on the washing line, I was just about to say. I think something's blown away, but it's still there.
What blown away?
Well, nothing has blown away, which I thought. You leave a seat cover from the bathroom.
Yeah.
Couldn't see it on the line, but I've just spotted it now. I thought it had run away.
Yeah. In the toilet.
Well, it's the seat cover from the toilet, isn't it? When you get out of the bath at night and you're all snugly wrapped in a towel, sit you on there a second, don't it?
Yeah. What for?
Well, I can get you dried. Somewhere nice to sit. You don't want any bread?
No. Felix.
I don't know where he's gone.
Here a minute ago.
He was here a minute ago, yeah.
I've disappeared now. That's funny.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder where he's gone to.
Oh, gone now.
Perhaps he's gone home for his lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, I should be glad to sit down. I still haven't made that cup of coffee, have I?
No!
Silly Molly.
Silly you.
Silly you. Mummy's going to the optician, Thomas, to get her eyes checked.
I love your eyes, Mum.
Do you?
Yeah.
Ordered some more glasses. So we'll have to go We just stopped court. Next week, I think it might be the week after.
I stay at Mum's house.
Oh, yes, you can come with me when I get my new glasses. We've got to pick them up on a Tuesday. So what I thought we might do is one afternoon when I pick you up from nursery.
Yeah.
If we go straight from Didsbury.
Yeah.
To Stockport.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll off we go when we get to Didsbury, aren't we?
Yeah.
And then we'll go and get Mummy's new glasses. I'll just have to try them on to check they fit, and if they don't, the optician might have to tighten them up a bit.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
Dad could probably pick us up on the way home from work.
Yeah.
And while we're waiting for him, we could go to the toy shop, couldn't we? You know Toys R Us on that big estate?
What estate?
Oops, Purdy's seen Felix. Just about to let her out. Can you see all these grey hairs on Purdy's back?
She's
getting out. Purdy, you're going grey. Oh, gosh.
Purdy's getting lots of hair.
Yes, the fur's going grey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, she's just getting elderly, Thomas. When people get old, lots of changes happen. You know how you're growing from a baby into a little boy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, you keep on growing and growing and growing, but you don't get bigger.
No.
Once you get to be an adult, you don't keep growing.
Well, once smaller. I'm big.
Do you?
Yes, to reach that ceiling.
All right. Well, why would you like to reach the ceiling?
Because I want to reach that. The camera?
Oh, that's a microphone. So you don't keep growing up, growing taller, but lots of changes keep happening. And one of the things that happens is that the colour goes from your hair quite often. People who are often very dark, dark hair like Daddy, go grey when they get older. What colour hair has Grandma Beelby got?
What?
White hair. And what colour's Grandad Beelby got?
Blue, grey.
Grey. Grey hair. That's very clever because you've not seen them for a while, yes?
No.
Well, Grandad Beelby used to have hair the same colour as me and you. And he's grey now. And Grandma Beelby used to be very, very dark like Daddy. And she's got white hair now.
Not seven.
Did you hear a train go boo boo?
No, don't.
Sounds a very posh train. And Purdy, you see, has a lot of dark hair, hasn't she? But she's getting very old now, and some of her hair's going grey.
When?
You did it?
Really, eat all food.
Gently, nicely. Don't push it all at once. What about some bacon, Thomas?
I know. No. I went growing. Oh, Brian's here.
Oh, Brian's here. Hello.
Where are you eating?
Just a minute, I'll have to just turn the tape off.
I wonder where the Brian
is. Where's the Brian?
Yeah.
But he's just busy at the moment, Thomas. He's not there.
Oh.
Finish your lunch and then we'll go and have a word with Brian.
No, no, I don't want to. No. No.
What's the matter with your tearful?
I want this squeaky death sauce.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you eat that one remaining piece of pasta.
No, okay. Yeah.
And perhaps a bit of bacon and a bit of cheese, and then I shall get you a sweetie for being a good boy.
I don't want those bits. No, I'm just working now.
Come on, you like bacon, you can
eat something. Run here again.
Well, he's just doing some work in his garden, so his head keeps bobbing up, doesn't it?
Yeah. I want a sweetie.
What sort of sweetie would you like?
I bought a sweetie shop. Please, sweetie shop, my water, sweetie shop.
Why don't you have the gingerbread man that Nana and Grandad bought you?
Oh, no, thank you, I want a sweetie. gingerbread man tomorrow.
But Thomas, it isn't a very good lunch, is it? Just a bowl of plain pasta.
I want a sweetie.
And sweeties?
I want a sweetie now. That's
all. Well, I think you've got to eat a little bit more for lunch first.
No. Ew. No, not
him. Do you know what Uncle Brian's doing outside?
Yeah.
You know all that very tall grass under the window?
Yeah.
He's digging it up for me.
What for?
Because I can't see the roses. We've got a beautiful hydrangea in the corner, which we can't see. And all the roses... are getting choked with the ornamental grass. And Uncle Brian wants some of the grass for his garden. So he's come to dig some up. And then he's going to plant it in a different part of the garden where there isn't something growing.
No, I want to sweep it. No.
Don't give us sugar sweeties. Would you like a yoghurt?
No, I'm waiting. Not a yoghurt.
Well, you can have a sweetie, but that's your pudding.
I'm just waiting now.
I don't mind too much you eating a sweetie while it's meal time because get your hands out of
here. No, it's not my hand. I'm only giving it back.
Thomas, no, please.
Come on. I want you.
You know what we're talking about? People getting old and they're going white. Look at this. What colour is this hair?
No.
Let's put it on my blue bowl. Can you see what colour's that hair?
No. I want to get it away.
That's grey. And that's come from Mummy's head. It's just fallen out. Oh, dear.
No, it had to sound. I want to squish in a big oven.
Well, if you have a sweetie, I don't mind too much at lunchtime because you're not eating them in between meals, are you?
No.
And you'll have your teeth brushed after lunch.
Yeah.
What about a jam tart?
No. Sweetie.
Well, a sweetie is not going to fill you up, is it, Thomas?
Isn't it? Thank you. Look at them.
We've got this new bowl, haven't we? Sweeties.
Yeah, I love that bowl.
A special sweetie bowl for a special boy.
Yeah.
Right, so let's see what we've got in that tin.
It's a red tin or a blue tin? Tin.
It's a red... blue tin.
Oh.
The blue tin's a tray.
Red.
And what's the red tin?
For a bus.
A bus.
And loads are red. Well,
yes, the lorry's a red. Your post lorry's red, isn't it?
Yes.
There you are.
Yeah.
Well, you've got three little fruit sweets.
Yeah.
Two Maltesers.
Yeah.
And those little, whatever the other things are called. And that is it. There are no more when those have gone. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. Oh.
You did have quite a large breakfast, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you've eaten all your pasta.
Yeah.
But at tea time, you've got to eat a proper meal. Mm. Yes?
Yeah. About this meal. You happy?
Not really, no.
Oh.
I don't like it when you ask for sweets all the time. And you don't always get them, do you?
No.
In fact, you ask for more than you get them. And here's some people talking outside. Mm. Yeah. That is. It's not Uncle Brian because it's some people talking at the back.
Yeah. Well.
Yes, I don't think we can see them for the tall trees. It sounds like where the talking is coming from. Tell you what you'd like to eat, Thomas. That you could have sometimes a sort of sweet. Do you remember little sultanas? And raisins.
Yeah.
I used to eat a lot of those.
Yeah.
A little bowl. They taste nice.
Dad?
I said that they taste nice.
No.
No? No, you better stop eating them then.
I can't.
We don't want to eat something that doesn't taste nice.
Yes,
you do. You don't? That's a silly billy thing to do.
No, I'm not.
What are you looking at?
You.
It's quite windy outside, isn't it? It's a funny noise. It sounds like somebody might be using a drill.
It's not a drill, it's a train.
A train?
Boop, boop.
I didn't hear it go boop, boop. It was more like a drill, a moon, moon, moon noise.
No, no.
Perhaps we heard different noises. You're going to have some fruit this afternoon?
No.
No fruit? I bet you have some strawberries and grapes if I give them to you. What's your favourite fruit?
Sausage.
Sausage? That's not a fruit.
Sausage is fruit. Ryan going round there.
Yeah. He just walked round the corner, hasn't he?
Got four.
I don't really know that.
Some more grass.
No, he's not cutting the grass. He's taking some grass out of the front, but it's not the sort of grass that grows on the lawn. It's tall grasses, you know, like the... Can you see it just looking through the window?
Mm-hmm.
It's called ornamental grass.
I can't eat that.
You really can't eat it. It's more like a plant, isn't it, than the grass you walk on.
What's that?
So it's like a plant growing. It's not grass on the ground that you walk on.
Yeah.
But it's just got a bit out of hand. It's grown so quickly.
Yeah.
And we've got some beautiful roses in the front garden. It's a pity we can't see them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you got your foot on a balloon?
Yeah.
I can hear it. Between his balloon, I can hear a funny noise.
It's my feet.
It's your feet on the balloon. Go pop.
It won't.
Would you like some of this?
A new shampoo.
Would you like that, Thomas? What'd you say?
I'm licking all these spoons.
You're licking it. What's in the bowl? Let's have a look at the pattern on the bowl, because it's a brand new bowl, isn't it?
Mr. Tankies.
Thomas the Tank, what's it say on it?
Gordon.
I can read 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 1.
1, 2, 3.
Look, Henry's there.
Henry?
Where's James? James. That one's not got a number.
Which one? Oh no, it's Thomas though, isn't it? Thomas is number one.
That one's number one?
Well, I think engine number one is Thomas, but the number one is on the side and the picture on the bowl. It's only the face of Thomas, the front, isn't it?
Mm.
So we can't see what's written down the side.
There. Time to eat. something.
Time to eat something. What would you like, the bacon or the cheese?
Sweetie.
No more sweet.
Yeah. Where's Gran now?
I don't know, darling. Perhaps he's finished what he's doing and gone.
I'm going to do some handprints.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
When I went out to talk to Brian, do you know who was outside with Brian?
Yeah.
Who?
Don't know.
Felix.
Yeah.
And because I'd left the front door open, guess it? Oh, there he is again. I'd left the front door open, guess he came out as well.
Yeah.
Who?
Felix.
No, Purdy.
Yeah.
And they ran into one another. What do you think happened?
I don't know.
And what does Purdy say when she sees another pussycat?
Yeah.
She does, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Purdy was getting upset because I think she thought it was her garden and she had a right to be there. But Felix was getting upset because he thought, well, my daddy's cutting out the grass and I'm with my daddy, so I've got a right to be here.
Yeah.
So how you thought that, weren't they?
Yeah.
And what's the best thing that they can do in the garden?
Eat it.
No, they can share, can't they? They can share the garden, they can both enjoy it together.
Yeah.
That would be the best thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And then what could you say to Purdy?
I don't know.
Purdy, you're good at...
What say?
Well, you often tell me I'm good at doing something. What is it I'm good at?
What's in that pocket?
Sharing?
No, money.
No, but you often say, well, you're good at sharing.
Money. I want my money.
It's a 50 pence piece, then.
I do. So...
If Purdy and Felix played in the garden together, they could share the garden, couldn't they?
Yeah. I've got some more money.
I haven't, darling.
But I've got my money to keep it all day there.
Well, have you finished your lunch now?
Yeah.
Would you like me to wash your hands and then you can get down?
This is a money bowl.
Shall we wipe your hands and then you can get down?
No.
No? I'm going to do some washing up.
To play with me.
You want me to play with you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll wipe your hands, clear the table.
Oh, Gingerbatter's coming.
Who's coming?
Gingerbatter.
Gingerbatter's busy here now, isn't
it? Yeah.
Oh, they're all here, aren't they? Let's have a look.
Yeah.
Where's he gone? I can't see him.
In the trees.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't see him. Is he hidden?
Yeah, Felix.
Oh, he's hiding from Felix, is he? Oh, yes, Felix and Ginger Batters, we don't like one another at all, do they? They have a very, very big fight, don't they, when they meet up?
Yeah!
Yes, it's not just like Birdie looking me out. Bloody Birdie can get quite vicious, can't she?
And Ginger Batters, I mean,
what does Ginger Batters be saying?
No. That's my food. How about you?
Wipe. Wiping my hands as well, that's nice.
Wipe.
Good boy.
And soap. Yeah.
Right, so let's clear this. And then I'll get you some pens to play with.
I want you to come in there too. Look, there's Ginger Batters there.
Oh, Thomas, where? Every time I walk away, you see. Where is he?
Yeah.
That's how Ginger Batters be there. That's
Purdy. Come on, Ginger Batters.
It's not Ginger Batters be Purdy.
Come on, Ginger Batters.
She wouldn't be very pleased if she thought you were calling her Ginger, would she?
Ginger Batters coming to win you. Oh, look. Get it. Ginger Batters coming to eat Purdy. Oh, look.
Is it?
Yeah.
Don't frighten her, don't show her, because she won't come. Oh, she knows she's gone away now, look.
Before?
Oh, we'll keep her outside because it's not too bad at the moment, is it? It's not raining. Oh, I've just noticed there's a big green shoot coming from that plant there.
Yeah.
You see the tub with your windmill in it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's got a dahlia.
Yeah.
Root in it, or bulb, whatever it's called. And there's a beautiful fresh green shoot.
What?
Popping out of it. Can you see behind the windmill?
Yeah.
So that must mean it's growing again, because I wasn't quite sure what happened with those.
There we are. Right by your face.
There's live wires.
Pardon?
Live wires.
Well, it's throwing him, I don't know, Thomas. He keeps bobbing in and out because he's busy getting the grass he needs, isn't he? So I think he's... Don't do that!
I don't love mushrooms.
That's naughty. Don't throw things.
Stop! Stop now! Some second and it's gone.
Yes, it's gone dark again, hasn't it? It keeps doing this.
It's maybe bedtime.
No, it isn't bedtime yet. Mummy had to buy a new umbrella when she Stockport because it was so wet and windy and the other umbrella blew inside out and broke. Why is she going to get down and pay okay, some money?
He can move.
It's good, come.
Okay, let me put the kiss.
Oh, that was a very good kiss. Would you mind picking up the bowl, please, Thomas? Mm-hmm. For me, please. Mm-hmm. Yes, it washed up. Good boy, thank you. I'm just going to chuck out these crumbs. Do you want to use your potty now, Thomas?
No, thank you.
Now, you tell me when you do.
Okay.
Please? Yes?
I poo in my nappy.
No, you do not. You use your potty, please.
I don't.
Thomas?
I don't. Don't.
Fine, through the window. He needs to get right down to the roots to stop it growing again.
Clean it and then throw.
See?
Look.
Have a look. Oh, yeah.
What for?
Oh, yeah. Shall I open the blind and then you can see a bit better?
Yeah.
Now, don't bang on the window. Just let him get through the window.
How are you?
Don't climb up, Thomas. Don't get any near it or we will fall out the window and end up going through the ground.
Yeah. Brian, dig me.
He would dig you into the ground and you wouldn't see him again.
No. I don't need some. Things together.
Pardon?
Things together.
Things together. We're going to look at some things together.
Yeah.
Right. Well, do you know what we need to do today?
Yes.
Mummy needs to just sort out this box, because when I was tidying out the cupboards, look, I came across this box.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think's in this box?
I don't know. Look, there's a pussy cat on one of those.
Pussy cat on one of those. It's a... Oops.
What is it?
It's a book about pussy cats.
Oh, I'm going to get my ladder.
You want your ladder from your fire engine? Okay. This is the box with all sorts of things in about Birdie Look. That's a book about caring for your pussycat.
Put it near me.
Put it near me.
Look, there's some letters.
Yes.
I want to play.
Well, those letters are all to do with Purdy's vets and Purdy's insurance.
I want to have those letters.
Do you?
Please. Did I play with them?
Well, you don't see what's in there. I want to see what's in there.
It's my
granddad's. What kind of bilbies? It's like kind of bilbies, it is, isn't it? The little ball there that's in the box is just like the one that Grandma and Grandad's bilbies pussycat plays with.
Yeah.
What else can you see?
I want all my letters.
No, I think those are quite important letters, Thomas. We need to keep those.
I want to have them.
No, you see what's in this box. Empty this box for me, please. I don't think we need to keep everything that's in the box, do we? Oh, no, what is there?
I dropped something.
You dropped something. What can you see?
This.
What's that? Do you know what those are?
Yes.
Those are collars.
Yeah, from pussycats.
From pussycats to put around Purdy's neck. And look, this one.
Yeah.
Yes. And what's the postcode?
SK4 3RF.
And there's a telephone number there. Look, Purdy, 0161 432 3890. And look, there's another disc there. 67 Scape Guard, Pocklington, East Yorkshire.
Look what I can see.
What's that?
Don't know.
Is this a special brush for Purdy? Look at all these brushes and combs.
Yeah.
Look at that one. There's hardly any teeth left on that.
No.
Because that's an old comb. Look at all these collars.
Yeah.
And look, there's even a lead here because when Purdy was a kitten, well, at least when she was a very small cat, she was quite poorly. And the vet, of course, she was very, very poorly when we got Purdy. The vet said, don't let her walk out on her own because she'll end up getting lost because she was on a lot of tablets that made her feel a bit funny. And so...
I can smell all of it.
Yeah, it smells of leather. So we had to walk her on the lead like a doggy.
There you go.
There's another little tag there, look, a name disc.
Hold that.
Thank you.
I put that round here.
Look at that.
Wow! Yeah!
That's a clip for her hair.
Yeah.
It's not really, that was out of a Christmas cracker, wasn't it? It's a little comb with a pink pussycat on the top.
You do, but I want to do that on your hair.
Can you see what this is? This is a cotton reel, look.
Look, I got it on you.
You want to put it on me?
I got it on you. It fits. Very, very.
And some Christmas tree baubles that she used to play with. Look at a conker. And that was Purdy's first ever ball.
A bit squashed.
She's a bit squashed. And some little table tennis balls. I think we'll throw that one away because look, the bell's gone rusty inside. It's not nice, is it?
Look! It's
I think we're going to just wash these brushes and combs to us. Well, I don't think we really need all those for Purdy, do we? So I think we might give some of them away and put them in the charity bag, can't we?
What charity bag?
And you know when we put bags outside of clothes and things like that? Mm-hmm. That little mouse doesn't smell that nice, does it? You see these little mice?
Yeah. Doesn't look nice.
You tell me this morning pussycats like mice, didn't you?
Yeah. What for?
Well, they do. I think we'll throw that one away, Thomas. It's not nice, is it? We'll throw that ball away. And we'll wash those brushes.
What brushes?
These, Purdy's brushes.
A Purdy can't get what
we have to keep brushing Purdy's hair, don't we? Because she's got very long fur. And can you see this? Mummy's keeping this collar. Because this was the first collar that Purdy ever wore. And can you see how she chewed it? She didn't like sitting around her neck.
What for?
Well, I think it used to irritate her. Look, there's two glittery collars there. A pink, a red one and a green one.
Yeah. Just hold me that for you, darling.
Yeah. What did you say? Hold that for me, darling.
Yes, pull.
And pull?
Yes, Mary, there's a spider coming out there.
What's that?
Yeah.
A spider coming out of that little crack in the skirting board, is that what you mean?
I just get out at bedtime. There's another crack. Look there, there's another crack.
Yes.
Where's any more crap?
There's another cotton reel there.
What's it called? A cotton reel?
Because when it was new, it had cotton all around it. Have you seen Mummy when she's sewing a button on?
Where's the cotton?
Well, the cotton's gone though, hasn't it? You know there's cotton all the way around the cotton reel.
and then when the cotton's run out, when we save the cotton reels, put a bit of string through. I used to tie it to the bottom of the chair.
Because I just won't have one of those.
Because it was something then for Curdy to play with.
Please have one of those letters. Play.
Well, I don't think we can really play with those things because those are...
Okay.
Of course, that's
the same. I won't play with them.
No.
I want to just look at them. I want them to hold one.
Are you?
Yeah. Cool. I want two.
What I think we might do is we've got the pussycats down here, haven't we?
Yeah.
Let's have a look at the pussycats here.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to get a bag to put all those colours in.
I want one of those two letters, please. And the post office.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to play with those because, Thomas, they've got things like... You know when we take Purdy to the vets for her injections? Those are certificates to say that she's had her injections. And if we start messing about with them, we might lose them. And then when we try and take Purdy to the cattery and they say, can you prove that she's had her injections? We won't be able to, will we?
Just one letter, please.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Pretend that's your mail sack.
Yeah.
And I want you to put the letters into that bag very carefully.
Yeah.
Please. Now we'll put them in. Like that.
Blanket and a mail sack.
So I'll do those and then you can put the other thing, can't you?
Thank you.
Right, that's it. You put those in. How's that? And those need to go in as well. And then we'll get a different bag in a minute and we'll put the colours away.
For next week.
For next week?
No, next week.
Isn't it? At the moment, Lady's not wearing her collar. Do you remember when she was born a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
She went to the vet's.
Yeah.
And the vet had to do a blood test, didn't he? And to do that, he had to shave some fur away from her neck. Do you remember him doing that?
Yeah.
And so she's actually got a little ball cap on her neck now. Her neck's a bit sore.
It's not really, really sore.
Well, no, it's not really, really sore. But until the fur grows back. She's scratching her neck quite a lot because it's tickling her.
Yes.
And so I don't think we should put a collar on until she's properly better than you. She's got a lot of combs, too.
A comb, and I want any more letters in.
You have anything?
Yeah.
I'm just washing the combs and giving a little balls a wipe. And then I shall wash the storage box out.
Look! I just opened one.
Yes, that's right.
That's yours.
Pop it in the bag, please, darling.
Okay. In my sack.
And then we've got all the papers together. We've got information from the vets and we've got details about his head injections and we've got forms about her insurance. There's some photographs there of Curdy.
Yeah.
And a little book that we've written things in. You're doing a good job there.
You put one in the letterbox. Post one.
You want me to post one?
Yeah.
Right, which one would you like me to post?
This green one.
This green one, right? Okay. And be careful with those papers, Thomas, because they're quite important. Okay. Right. How's that?
That's okay.
That's okay. Right, now I'll put these little ping pong balls there to dry before putting them back in the box. Do you know what Purdy did one Christmas, Thomas?
Yes.
Can you see this little Christmas tree bauble here? Can you see it's covered with some thread?
Yeah.
And can you see this little grey plastic ball with a hole in it?
Yeah.
Well, shall I tell you what happened? One day,
yeah,
it was a Sunday morning, very early, Mummy had some friends staying. And it was before we lived in this house, we lived in a flat. It was before I knew Daddy. And Mummy's friends were staying in Mummy's bedroom and Mummy was sleeping on a mattress on the floor in the lounge. And it was just before Christmas and I had a huge Christmas tree in the corner of the room. And it was decorated with baubles like this.
Yes. And on the top you got some sweeties.
Well, it had, I don't know what it had on the top, I can't remember. It probably had some chocolate sweets wrapped up. You know how we had little things wrapped in silver paper, didn't we, at Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
And Purdy ran right to the top of the tree. And before any of it had happened, the whole tree started to fall down towards when we were sleeping. It landed crash on the floor. All the baubles fell off.
And then Thomas just woke up and run downstairs and catch Purdy.
Did you?
And Purdy's paws.
That's right, yes. That's what you would have done if you'd been around at the time, I'm sure. And you know, we found pine needles in the carpet for weeks and weeks from that Christmas tree. But once the baubles were on the floor, Purdy then, she wasn't a bit bothered that she'd caused all this chaos.
Yeah.
And she ran round and round and round the room with the Christmas tree baubles, using them like football. She was kicking them and playing. Do you remember we saw her on Sunday run round the garden?
Yeah.
She was running really fast, wasn't she, playing? Well, yeah. That's what she was doing this day with the Christmas tree baubles.
It's windy now.
Is it windy now? And we were busy cleaning up all this mess, and we suddenly wondered what wrapped round all the chairs was a very, very fine red sort of cotton wool thing. It was a cross between a piece of cotton and wool. It was all thread wound round. And do you know what had happened?
Mm-hmm.
See this pink Christmas tree bauble? It was a red one. All that fine twine had got unravelled. And she'd wrapped it round and round and round the chairs. And that's what we were left with, this little grey ball. I think she had lots of fun, Purdy, doing that. But there's a picture of Purdy here.
Yeah.
This is at Grandma's house.
I don't want any more letters.
Mm-hmm. A sack's full. Your sack's full? Well, would you like one to help?
Yeah.
Right. There we go. Look. Who's that?
Purdy up on top wall.
On the top wall, it's sitting on Grandma Bilby's shed, isn't it?
Yeah. So, get me down!
Is that what she's saying? Get me down?
Yeah. Nobody's getting that down.
No. Right, it's a good boy. That's a great job.
I want to have the other sack.
Right, well, I was going to just get another sack now for the collars. Yes?
Oh, my mind.
Let's get one of these nice straw bags. It's a bit big actually, isn't it? Now, would you like to put all Purdy's collars?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that bag's big enough? No, we do need the bigger bag, don't we? The bigger bag's better, isn't it? We'll use that for something else. And you can put that little desk in as well. Let me just open this up. Right, now what are you going to pretend the collars are? You could be posting. What do you think they look like?
Blue.
Look like blue? Well, it's a blue collar. They look like wiggly worms.
Yeah.
We won't put the lead in. We'll put
wiggle.
We'll put the lead somewhere
wiggle,
else.
Wiggle. These are snakes.
Okay.
Please put those in. That is.
Yes, that's a nice glittery red one, isn't it? Because we've had Purdy a long, long time, haven't we? And some of the collars, when we've used flea bands, which we don't tend to use now, we've thrown those away when she's finished wearing them. But some of these nice ones. They're very expensive collars and they were bought for presents. We always used to get Purdy a nice shiny collar at Christmas.
Yes.
Yes, you should get 2 collars a year. We've got a big tree on it. I can see Purdy now in the garden tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you can see her, can you?
Yes, I can. Somebody let her out.
Somebody let her out, didn't she? There we are, that little storage box. I've just washed the lid from it. Did you finish putting the collars in the bag?
Yeah. There's a mail sack now.
In the mail sack. Well, I think there's 2 brand new collars still in packets here. There you are, a yellow one and a red one.
I don't want any more.
But you want to put those in?
No, not. I want to have my mail sack.
You want your mail sack again?
Yeah.
No.
I want to wash your nail now. Just hold my nails up a minute.
What's she doing?
Play with these letters.
Let's play with the letters. Well, just remember they're very important. Will you stay here with them, please?
I will.
Thomas.
I'll stay here.
Oh, yes, that's alright. That's fine.
I want to take all the letters out.
Do you?
Hooray!
Oh, right.
Stick here. Lily.
Yes, Purdy, look.
Hello, Corky. Lily. It says, Purdy. Saying?
Oh, that says Mummy on it.
No, it says Purdy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got the box now. We've washed the lid. We've got the box to wash, haven't we? What's she doing with the lettuce, Thomas? You're
posting them. No, I'm putting those. I don't know. I'm putting those in a tricycle.
Are you?
Yeah.
Tricycle? I've not heard you call it a tricycle before.
What's that?
I've not heard you call your bicycle a tricycle before. It is a tricycle. But I've never heard you call it a tricycle.
What, say?
Said I've never heard you call your tricycle a tricycle before.
No.
There, that box is nice and clean now.
Yeah.
Now we've got everything like the collars and the balls and the letters in plastic bags. The box will look a lot more tidy, won't it? And if I need to find anything, I'll know where to lay my hands on it. Look, these are the other things that came out of the box. What are these? Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Who's that? Come here, please, Thomas, with those letters.
I'm putting those in my
bag. Well, will you bring the bicycle here, please?
I will in a second.
Okay, you will in a second.
I'm not going yet.
Look, what's that? Who's that?
No.
Is that the symbol of an iron?
No. It's a lion, just a lion.
Just a lion? And look, what are those?
Pussycats.
Two pussycats. They're white bean placemats, aren't they? That's what Purdy has her dinner on. She has a tray in the kitchen, but sometimes if we have to leave her somewhere else, we put a white clean placemat down, don't we?
There's lots of letters.
Are there?
Yeah.
Lots of letters. Are they all from the vet?
Yeah. Are they all collecting Purdy's.
Right, are they all for Purdy or for Mummy?
All for Purdy.
Yeah. Wow, she's a lovely pussycat, isn't
she? It's
Purdy's
birthday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you know when Purdy's birthday is, really? Yes. When is it?
I'm
setting
up now.
Setting up. Can you remember when Purdy's birthday was, Thomas, last year?
Is there any more letters?
Not so I can see, no.
There's not in my back of the
Oh, yes, I can see them in the back of the tricycle, so I can't see them anywhere else. Purdy's birthday is the 7th of December, isn't it?
Mm.
We don't really know when she was born, but that was the day that she came to live with Mice, and that was the day we always say it's her birthday. It's about. And do you remember we had a cake?
Yeah.
And a special cake for Purdy.
One for Purdy.
Is there?
Yeah. What are you doing? Two.
Just be careful with them there, please. Oh, that's a good one. Office with all your letters?
Yes.
Right.
Bye. Mum, are you going to sort in office?
Shall I?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a letter machine.
A letter machine?
Yeah. Right. You'll be a mail train.
All right, well, I'm going to be a mail train through here, I think.
Okay.
Is that all right?
There you go.
Thank you. Do you want to pop me there?
Yes, I. There you go, my other side.
Thank you. We'll pop them in there. Just going to put these little placemats a proper wash now.
Yeah.
And then we can leave them to dry. And then I'll put those, wrap those up and put them in the box.
What box?
The box that we just washed and left to dry. You see the blue box?
No.
Do you see it drying?
No. Come. Mama does another sweetie.
You want a sweetie?
Yeah.
Thomas, could you just pass me the tea towel, please? The cloth on the back of the rocking chair, please. How's that? Thank you, treasure. We'll use this in the wash. Put it in the wash.
I'm not sweet.
No, you're not smelling sweet, you know.
Yes, I want one. Please.
No, I'm sorry to pop it. Please. Sweetie, no.
Please, I'll be a mail train. I'll be a sorting office.
Yes?
You put all the letters on my gun.
Is that the noise that the machine makes?
I'll put them on a mail train. Put some letters on.
What happens? They go, people post them in the postbox, and the postman pack comes and empties the postbox, and what does he do with all the letters?
I'm Pippin, and then Camilla has a bag.
Yeah. Your neighbour? Well, they put them, he puts them in a mail sack, doesn't he, and then goes into his van. Mm-hmm. Remember what happened with the postman last night?
Yeah.
What happened?
Don't know.
Did you wave at you?
Yeah.
It was a different postman from the one that normally brings all the, collects the letters. And he was happy to wave at you, wasn't he? He didn't just wave once, he wound his van window down and waved several times, didn't he? Do you remember? Do you remember that, Thomas? Pop down that machine there, please. I've lost the lion placement, so there we are. That's what I'm looking for. No. I think we bought this when we went to York. We saw it in the Disney shop in York and thought it would make a nice present for Purdy.
Purdy liked that.
I don't know whether she liked the placemats or not, but she liked the food that we used to put on plates on top of it. Can you see it, Billy?
No.
But there's the box that's drying.
Yeah.
The long blue box.
What for?
I've just washed it now, so it's there. I think we can start putting all these things back inside. I don't know whether Purdy's in or out, do you? That wall's a bit squashed up, isn't it?
Yeah, what for?
It's a funny wall.
That's fantastic.
Yes, well that's a separate box. That's not the box with Purdy's things in. This is the box that we keep all the food bags in, the plastic bags, isn't it? So I needed a plastic bag.
I want to have that. Yes, I have that.
Well, no, it needs to go back in its box now. Now I put the lid on, put it back in the cupboard. No, Thomas, no. You've got a mail sack down there. That's going to
do that one. No, I haven't. I haven't got any mail sack.
It's there, look, like the blue cloth. You see it on the floor?
No, I can't.
It's there.
These are going in the dustbin.
What's going in the dustbin?
These.
Oh, no. No, those aren't going in the dustbin. We've just washed those, haven't we?
No, we haven't. I've watched a bit of television.